there's an intense price war among U.S. grocery stores. One reason is competition from the German chains Aldi and Lidl. They're known for steep discounts. Aldi sometimes sells eggs for 50 cents. And these German chains are planning hundreds of new American stores. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Picture opening day of a brand new grocery store. It's pretty early, but there's a DJ, people mill about the parking lot. There's a bit of a line to the door, and one couple has staked out the first spot.
Why are you here?
Because we're crazy.
Roy Spielman is very funny. He's here with his wife, Rose. And being first in line is kind of Rose's thing.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. She won the year's supply of donuts.
For showing up first.
2.5 days she sat in front of the store.
Wait, so how long have you been waiting for this store to open?
Oh, not
about 10:30 last night.
The reason the Spillmans camped overnight is a new grocery store called Lidl. It's a first for this area in Manassas, Virginia. Rose is a huge fan of Lidl's rival, Aldi, and the couple is here to scope out the competition.
I have your very first gift card. Okay. You guys are the first customer.
We want to go shopping with you guys.
Sure. Just don't add anything in the cart.
Lidl is a German grocery chain that's just starting to break into the U.S. market. This is the company's 30th location, with a plan of 100 along the East Coast by next summer. I'm walking with Lidl spokesman Will Harwood past fresh tomatoes and bananas toward a fridge with Black Angus beef. Harwood says, typically, a grocery store has about 26 aisles.
In Lidl, what we do here is six aisles, six easy-to-shop aisles.
Shoppers familiar with Aldi would recognize the concept. Aldi has been in the U.S. since the 70s. It already has nearly 1,700 locations here. Both German chains go for a store that's compact, lean, and efficient.
By the time a customer reaches the end of this first aisle, they're going to typically be able to do about 80% of their shop.
Both Lidl and Aldi spend a lot of time thinking how to cut costs and sell at lowest prices. And as they are growing their footprint, industry analysts often cite them as a source of huge price pressure on the biggest supermarkets like Walmart and Kroger.
Everything that we do within the store has a purpose, and that purpose generally is saving the customer because it's reducing some of the costs that we have in our system.
Aldi Vice President Jeff Baer is showing me around a recently renovated Aldi store in Alexandria, Virginia. He's naming a few efficiencies, like 25-cent deposits for shopping carts that save employees the distraction of chasing down the strays, or not wasting time on taking items individually out of their pallets or boxes to put them on a shelf. But the big things that let Aldi and Lidl save money are private labels and a limited assortment.
Because we don't have the 15 varieties of ketchup and the 15 sizes of pickles, we can increase the volume on the one that we do have.
So the stores tell suppliers, hey, we only want one type of canned beans and one size, but we'll sell a ton of it. That helps drop the cost of production and the cost of the store.
She wants that blueberry-filled donut.
I love blueberries.
Back at Lidl, I did go shopping with Roy and Rose Spielman. They bought some pineapples for 89 cents, some orange juice for about $2. Most of the prices were pretty comparable to Aldi's, though Rose, the grocery bro, has an eagle eye.
Aldi's was $1.77.
And this one?
$1.89.
I know my prices.
She knows her prices.
Some analysts predict that deep discount grocery like Lidl and Aldi might grow 5 times faster than traditional stores. And if Aldi sticks to its 5-year growth plan, it might become the 3rd largest supermarket chain in the country. Alina Selyuk, NPR News, Northern Virginia.